You never heard of warning shots, dude?
No. Mm-mm. I've heard of back shots, but
hey.
Thank you, Emily.
That was a good one. I didn't need the explanation on that one.
You sure?
Yeah. Yeah, you sure, Drew? You know, because Alex, I'm sure, could really explain it, break it down for you.
Drew, I would love to hear that.
Actually, please break it down. I'm lost. I'm in the sauce.
So, when a man loves a woman, there's a bird, there's a bee.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, the bee takes his stinger, puts it right in the bird's cloaca from the back. Okay. Now, Taylor Swift fans are known for having a horrible back arch during this.
Wait,
do you not know that meme?
What? Like,
do you not know that meme?
No.
I have no idea.
Hold on. Woo, this is the hold on, Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I feel like you're just shitting on Taylor Swift fans right now.
I've heard Emily was one too. It was oh man, I don't know. I can't find it. It's a thing though.
That, seems like a boy joke.
Maybe. Every time I see it, it's like a woman throwing another woman under the bus though, which is weird. So
so it's misogyny.
Yeah. So birds fuck bees, here we are.
I thought the bees were fucking the birds.
Yeah, one has the sticker.
Yeah, also, so what is a back shot?
That where did back shots come from?
I felt like he laid the foundation.
Where did back shots come from?
Yeah. Well, tell me more about this cloaca thing.
Anyways.
I feel blue-balled by that. I didn't get a proper explanation.
I know, it really was.
Yeah, Austin was edging that whole time.
Listen, I mean, you can only see.
Oh! Period.
I walk off the ship.
Last time on the Mad Streets of Unova, our heroes investigated the HMS Magic King, unveiling a new facet of the Pokemon trafficking scheme. They decided to try and intimidate the captain into giving them some answers. Tune in now for a climactic ending to this first chapter of The Mad Streets of Unova.
Welcome to Backyard Bards. I am your GM this evening, Austin. I am joined once again by my players.
You didn't say introduce yourselves, so I was going to actually leave that in a silence for however long.
God.
I decided to be the bigger man, and my name is Alex.
It was the peanut slurp
the
sound.
The big peanut. Did I make a peanut slurp noise?
You did.
Oh, good. Hi, my name is Alex. I'm the big man with the big peanut butter pretzels in my mouth that I asked Austin to warn me before we start so I could suck them down. And I'll be playing Victor Lane.
Sorry, I got so distracted because I thought something was wrong with my recording. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm Emily and I'm playing Violet.
And wonderful. I'm Drew. I'll be playing Lip Lavender. And I've got my Dark and Stormy ready to go.
Oh, good. Do you actually have a Dark and Stormy over there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very light for a Dark and Stormy.
Well, yeah, it's not like dark rum. It's this light spice Admiral something someone got me. All right. So, Backyard Bards, here we go. I am so excited to not die with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we find ourselves in kind of a tense situation here. This man has pointed his gun, just off of hitting you, fires a warning shot, points the gun at you, says, get off my ship. I'm not going to ask you again, basically.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot him in the knee or something.
What?
I'm not shooting to kill.
Okay, Violet's going to grab your hand, grab Vic's hand, and be like, Vic, are you sure you want to do this right now?
I've never been more sure of anything in my entire life.
I feel like this is a little extreme. I feel like a lot is happening right now.
Look, when you're on the force, if someone declares lethal intent, you can unload your clip. That's the rules.
You guys can hear the shouts of the crew members elsewhere on the ship.
Let's get out of here.
I turn to Violet and I go, he called our bluff.
Yes. So again, when we're backing out, I'm going to keep my gun trained on him though. Otherwise I feel like he's going to shoot us in the back as we.
Yeah. Yeah. He leaves it trained on you, but he's nodding, indicating yes, this is good. Go.
So I'm back at the houseboat. I don't know where back at the houseboat.
Back at the houseboat.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. I'm kind of imagining you guys book it down the stairs. You guys reach the deck. You can hear shouts coming from elsewhere on the boat. You know, you can tell they're definitely coming this way. So I think that the search for you guys has kind of been an all hands on deck type of deal. The guys that were moving crates in and out have stopped doing so, and they've turned their attention to the ship itself, going through the cargo hold, trying to see if you guys are hiding somewhere or whatever. The gunshot goes off. They come. They're going to make their way up towards the upper deck and come looking for you guys. But it means that you have a clear means of escape in the short term.
That's what I was going to ask. Does that mean the gangplanks are clear then?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. Gang, let's plank. Last time you guys yelled at me for planking.
It's because you tried to plank inside of a crate.
Well, crates are usually made out of them. But anyways.
Yeah, but the planks are on the outside.
Well, it depends on which part of the crate you're looking at.
Okay.
I have a disorder. I'm sorry.
I want to say, by the way, that when you did the recap, you were people were being weird about the crates, and I had totally forgotten that you had planked inside the crate. I just thought
that's probably what Drew wanted to add.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe so. That might have been it. That might have been it.
I also, my new go to from now on, where I say dumb shit, when I start saying I have a disorder.
And the answer is going to be we know.
Yeah.
We know. Sure. So you're saying that you take the game planks back onto the onto the docks proper?
Yeah.
Sure. What do you think y'all's game plan would be from here? I don't think you guys told the cabbie to wait for you guys or anything, right? You would try to run to the street and hail another cabbie, or?
I have a really good idea. We have one cabbie running, but we forget we did that and hail another cabbie anyways. And then we make it to Skeetus's. We run over the courier on the way there. So that we could get rid of the message.
Oh my god!
And then Lip marks out the COD stuff. We got it. So I imagine you guys start making your way towards the street, you guys spot a couple of figures. Walking towards you guys from the street, and they're accompanied by a quadrupedal Pokemon.
Guys,
Bulbasaur.
Who's that Pokemon?
Yeah, so it's dark, but you guys can make out military police uniforms on
guys,
these two men.
Guys,
is this dog and, Sniff, perchance?
The quadrupedal Pokemon is, in fact, Mabastiff.
Hmm. I turn 360 degrees and walk away.
You walk away?
Yes.
You should have went to Xbox 360.
How far are they? Again, are they walking with intent towards us, or are they walking towards the boat?
I mean, I think that they can see you guys. So I imagine that the dock is almost like spotlights lighting the docks, and so it'll be a bright cone of light followed by a short section of darkness followed by another cone of light. Very harsh, very noir style.
Are we in the dark or are we in the light currently?
Well, I think at some point you would have passed through the light, and they have seen you, much like you have seen them.
Right.
Well, we just walk by and don't act suspicious. And I'm walking backwards though, so they don't see my face. Mm-hmm. Not suspiciously. That's a joke. That is a joke. I want to be very clear.
Sure, sure. I understand. You have a disorder.
Yes, I have a disorder.
It's working. I like this one. We're going to stick with this one.
It's good.
I don't know. I just kind of imagine you guys like kind of come to a stop, like a short distance apart. Like he knows what's up. You know what's up.
Evening, officers.
Victor.
Sorry, my instinct is to do a silly voice and go, "Who's Victor?"
I know it is. This man knows what you look like.
I'm doing this cool thing where I fight my instinct. I'm trying my best.
But that still would have been funny. I think you should do it, Alex.
Kenny, I'm gonna have my hand on my gun, not holster. Just get it near. Have it near.
It's Kenjamin.
It is Kenjamin, yes.
Dun, dun, dun.
I really thought you were finished when you fell into the cold waters.
You know, that's the thing about bananas.
Mm-hmm. Vic, what's the thing?
What?
What's the thing?
Did I have a stroke?
You know, it's
that was called Alex had. Usually I can pull out even a bad joke. That is called I had nothing. It was just like
it was in a word, embarrassing to hear.
In a word.
I can't say I ever liked you, Victor. Should have stayed dead.
Yes, you can. You liked me for a while, Kenny. That's you're full of shit.
That's not true. You call me Kenjamin. It's not even my name.
Yes. What?
My name is Kenji. You keep calling me Kenjamin, and I've always hated it.
Hold on. That's short for Kenjamin.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Everyone knows that.
Left?
Yeah, Drew. Please.
Please. I'm sorry. I hate to derail. This entire time, since I've been thinking of Kenjamin in my life, it was this big, like, southern gentleman guy, big, like, girl. Now, please tell me, he's this, like, skinny Asian dude, and, like, my name
is... That is correct, Kenji. Yes. That is accurate, yeah.
Oh, okay. Boy.
Thank you. Continue.
I mean, the first day they partnered you with me, they said, this here's Kenjamin, your new deskmate. That's not my fault. I just rolled with it.
You know that's not how it went down.
Well, then how did it go down?
I introduced myself to you as Kenji. And you said, okay, Kenjamin.
Vic!
That doesn't sound like me. I'm almost certain that's a weird dream you had.
I think the other officer that's with him was kind of like,
Okay, well, Vic, what a perfect opportunity to apologize, and then we can all be on our way.
I mean, first of all, he should apologize to me for not correcting me sooner, making me look like a fucking idiot for years.
They came to me with an opportunity. I could make some side money, and nobody wanted you involved, but you couldn't keep your nose out of it. So you hurried yourself over there that fateful night, just a couple nights ago, and you left me with no options.
I mean, I would argue you had multiple options there, none of which was shooting me in the stomach, but also, again, you had years to correct me. That is 100% on you at that point.
I have. It's like you don't hear me when I talk.
No, that can't be it.
Even now, you're not listening.
Well, here's the thing. There's two things I hate in this world. You and the smell of shit. And now you're full of it, so now it's you and you smell like it. And you did it in my bed with your shitty little dog there. All right, you keep walking down. I'm going to keep walking this way. I've had about enough of you, Kenjamin. All right? Yeah, I'm going to still call you that. Fuck you.
I can't let you go. I've been looking for you this whole time.
What do you mean you can't let me go?
So if it wasn't about the name, why did you shoot him?
I just explained that. Yeah, you did. Actually.
You know
what? I can give you a rundown if you'd like.
No, that's fine. It's fine. It's, you did a great job explaining that.
Okay. I'm sorry. You know, you should probably leave, actually.
Thank you. Yeah.
It seems like you don't even know this guy that
well. Yeah, you know what? I don't. I think we're just going to
Thank you for the directions, kind sir.
Thank you.
I walk away from the situation.
And I'm going to hustle to a side bush so I can keep an eye on
a side bush.
A bush at the dock.
Yeah, uh-huh.
There's one thing every dock has. It's a
bush.
It's a hedge.
There's always got to be a hedge.
There's always
small hedges.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I quickly start looking for a banana crate. I know that there's a ship nearby that has been dropping them off. I'm frantically looking for one as I'm walking away from the altercation.
Violet will walk with you.
Okay, quick question. What direction are you guys walking?
East.
I don't really follow. Can you be more specific?
What directions are available to us? Away from the dock?
Sure. So the dock runs north to south.
Oh.
Right.
He just walks into the water.
Yeah,
I walk north.
Yeah, so you're going to walk towards Kenji and his new partner.
Yeah.
To pass them, though, right?
Yeah, like he's like, get out of here, kids, right? Yeah, and like the only way to go is past him.
I would just also like to just real quick, am I being detained? I'm a sovereign citizen right now. You can't do this.
I know my rights.
Yes, you are, and you don't.
On what charges?
The charges. Shut up.
Yeah, I think he actually draws his gun.
How many people are with Kenji?
He's got his partner, and he's got his partner Pokemon, the Mabistiff.
Lip, what are we gonna do?
I'm gonna go find a banana.
But what if they hurt him before we find the banana crate?
Well,
we can't just leave Vic.
It'll be just like the fortune foretold. His undoing will be from a banana.
I think you guys walk towards Kenji, and he's like, "Hang on,
oh,
stop."
Okay, yeah.
What were you all doing on that boat? I heard the gunshot.
That boat there?
Yes.
We were out for a late night stroll and we heard the cries of what sounded like Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to see what was on the ship. And would you believe it? That ship is loaded down with them in cages. You got Ekans, maybe an Arbok or two. I saw a couple of Zubats, a Swoobat.
Let me stop you right there. And he turns and points his gun at you. Why don't you go walk back over there with your friend Vic?
You know, I was just thinking I was going to go back to my friend Vic. So I'm just going to turn around and walk back that way. When I do this, I'm going to shield Buttons with my body. I want Buttons to scamper down and start to do a little like crawl maneuver. So he's going to go over the dock, right? He's going to cling to the underside of the dock. And then he's going to start to make his way over there.
That is what you want to do.
Oh.
Something's going on with Buttons.
What do you mean?
Oh, no. There's
a black stone in his pocket.
Did he have food poisoning?
Something like that, I think is probably somewhat accurate. He lets out this kind of pained, ah! He's looking up at you. And his little shadow arm is like clinging on to... your shirt, your Alolan shirt that I believe you're wearing right now.
What is it, little buddy? We're kind of in a life or death, you know, here. What?
Yeah. So when you said you like hide him with your body, like,
yeah.
I kind of imagined you like maybe cradling him initially, yeah. And then he kind of uses you to hide to slink off or whatever. You feel like when you hold Buttons, you know, I feel like there's no warmth to it at all, right? He's just like a little sack of clothes. He doesn't really weigh much.
True.
Outside of the little stone he's carrying at this point.
Correct.
You feel the warmth spread from his body. He's white hot. You can see like the fringes of his little costume. They're singed from the heat.
What did you do to buttons, Austin?
I think I gave you ample warning that a Pokemon probably shouldn't be carrying that around, but yeah.
He's still carrying it? I genuinely thought we...
Yeah, he's Frodo and I'm Sam.
Victor's a Nazgul.
But Buttons is clearly in pain.
Buttons!
I turned to Kenji. I'm so sorry. Okay. We have to go. My Pokemon is in pain. You, as an avid Pokemon trainer yourself, I look at his Pokemon. I must understand that this comes before any kind of petty squabbles with your ex-partner.
I think that Kenji looks kind of skeptical. I don't think he really even cares what excuse you give. We're talking about a crooked cop who murdered his partner in cold blood, and I don't think he has any problems doing the same to you.
I'm confused. It's one thing to murder a person, but a Pokemon? It's like an animal.
Sure. And I think that he goes to respond, but Buttons lets out this screech. You've never really heard this noise before. It's not his normal ba or Teddy or whatever voice he takes on, depending on what he's wearing. This is like the ghostly form underneath the costume.
Oh my God.
Screeching, and it's kind of like this psychic wispy screech.
Violet and Princess Sprinkle like cover their ears and like wince.
And the black gemstone topples out of Buttons and onto the ground, and it hits the docks with a crunch. And you can see that it's got this like kind of glow to it, and it starts to shake and rumble, and then there is this enormous cracking sound in the air around you, like a thunderclap, but right overhead. And there is light coming from above, not from the lights over the dock, but from the sky above that. And you see this crack in the sky forming, and it slowly expands a bit at a time.
Guys.
And you guys see around it, there's this like kind of like a blue-white grid pattern that kind of envelops this crack, goes into the crack, which is white. And you feel this pressure in the air. You feel the hair on your back of your neck and your arms stand up. And then you see movement inside the crack. This black tendril comes out of the hole, and then another, like arms, and they pull the rest of whatever this thing is out of this crack. And the last part of it that you see is this blinding white, jagged gemstone that sheds light down onto the docks. And so when you see it in its full form, it's like this jagged white crystal at the top, and then all of these black tentacles dangling below it. And then they have these white bands along them every so often. And each of them ends in this kind of copper claw. I need all of you guys to make sanity rolls, please.
Okay, I think I did good. Let me double check that. 47. I have to beat a 90. There's one thing Vic is. It is sane.
I rolled a 9.
So. Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
Your boy rolled a 007, and I needed to beat a 44, so we count this as a win.
All right, so you guys are only going to lose 4 sanity.
All right, I've got 40 sanity left.
But you guys see this this large being floating in the sky above you. I think it's like, I don't know, like 30, 40 feet from tip to tip.
I'm sorry. Is Kenny and Rando guy looking? Like, are we the only ones?
Yeah,
looking
yeah, yeah.
At this?
They're okay. Looking up at it as well.
Guys, we gotta
I'm
get out of
here. I'm gonna use the opening to shove Kenny into the water.
Banana yeah, no, that's a good idea. Let's go combat based on the initiative count we have. The creature in the sky above you is going to go first. It lets out this burst of energy from its central crystal, and you guys just feel this like surge of electricity. You feel like fire in your nerves. Just kind of a pulse that goes out, and everybody, like, I think visibly flinches from it. Lip, what do you do?
Who's that Pokemon?
I am going to scoop up Buttons, and I'm trying to think, do I go for the Gemerald? How fucked do you think we are if I pick up the Gemerald?
I should also say, by the way, that Buttons, like, visibly has sagged. It's almost like you're just holding the cloth.
Don't say that to me.
All right, I will make sure Buttons is safe, and I will pick up the Gemerald then.
Yeah, it is hot to the touch.
Okay, yeah. So I will put the Gemerald into my pack, and then look ready for an attack as I rush the other man. Who I've been desperately trying to figure out his name, but I couldn't find a nice way to bring it up.
Did you say so you rush him or brush him?
Rush him.
Oh, he's rushing the non-Kenji guy.
Yeah, the non-Kenjiman. I rush.
Okay. What are you trying to do?
I want to shoulder check him.
Okay. Give me a fighting brawl, if you would, please.
You know, I feel like you always make me do this whenever I attack someone with my body.
Yeah.
Okay. What is considered a critical fail?
96 to 100.
So 95 is good?
Only in the sense that it's not the worst thing you can do.
Okay, I got a 95.
Okay. Also, I should have said what he was doing.
You should.
I would have given him evade, probably. I think he's just not paying attention. But he also failed, so nothing happens.
Perfect. I act like I'm just trying to sprint on by.
Yeah, it seems like you kind of knocked him out of his stupor a bit, and now he's like realizing that there's other stuff going on around him.
It's okay. My friends are too fast for that to matter.
Yeah, we're fine.
Kenji raises his pistol up and fires a shot at the thing just in terror. He's successful. Wait. So he fires a round from his pistol. It strikes the thing, but there's no visible damage to it.
This is why me and him were good partners. We're very shoot first, ask questions later.
Yeah. He's just like, what the fuck is that? The other guy who has been, like I said, knocked out of his stupor, he is going to like, I think, turn to run. And so he's gonna book it towards the street. I don't think he cares that you pseudo shoulder checked him. I think he's in the shitting his pants in terror stage. Victor, what do you do?
So this whole time, Lotad has been getting in position behind Kenji, and I'm gonna tabletop him.
You're gonna tabletop him with a Lotad?
Lotad.
Yeah.
I think that's just pushing him over.
I would also like to point out that I have put a banana peel on top of Lotad so that when I shove him over, there's a banana peel additionally for him to slip on.
That doesn't sound correct to me. That sounds like you just made it up.
I definitely picked up the banana peel when we were on the boat.
I don't believe it.
Well, I ate a banana. That wasn't. I took a banana for the road while we were down there.
You took a roadie?
Yeah. Roadie.
You know what they say about bananas.
Go on.
Yeah, so I'm tabletopping him with the Lotad.
So what I hear is you're going to run up and shoulder check him in the style of Lip.
About shoulder check is I'm just going to full on shove him, full force, both hands. Just really, really push his ass.
I'm probably going to have him fight back. He picked the fight in fight or flight.
He sure did. So brawl?
Yes.
49 beat a 75. I have a 75, so I'm good.
Okay. He failed. You succeed. Yes. Tell me what happens.
I go, Doc, now! And you hear just quack as he scuttles in behind Kenny's ankles. And I'm just going to fully shove him and then just, you know, he's going to go, you know, oh no! As he stumbles violently until he falls off the dock into the water and gets eaten by Basculin, and we are free from him forever now.
Yeah, so you knock him over. And Doc had basically nothing to do with it. It was entirely your own effort.
What?
Yeah, I mean, Lotad, Doc definitely felt like he helped.
Yay, good. As long as he feels like he was involved, that's all I care about.
He feels like he was involved.
Yeah. Hell yeah. He needs the confidence boost, I think.
You can, so you're just pushing him over. You're not going to the ground with him.
Yeah, I'm just pushing him. And again, with the intent that he falls into the water.
I don't know if that would work spatially. I just imagine him falling over on the dock itself.
But I pushed him really hard.
Well, I hear you. I do.
See, I was going to try to warn you. You don't have to do anything to him. This thing is 100% about to reach a tentacle down and eat your former partner.
Anyways, what's my turn?
It is your turn.
Perfect. So, where is... So, okay. What's the Mabastiff doing?
Shitty.
Emily abuses a dog. That's
what?
Oh no! I feel like it was like it's very worried about the creature above, and I feel like its haunches are up. You know what I mean? It's in that kind of defensive posture, and I definitely think that Vic walking up and pushing Kenji over is going to turn the Mabastiff's attention towards Vic.
Okay, so first, Violet is going to turn to Princess Beagle and say, okay, Princess Beagle, I think we need to find a way to imprison that Mabastiff before it hurts Vic. Imprison!
Tell me how that works.
Like, I get to make it up?
Yeah.
Like, when I roll? Okay. So,
well, I guess you should roll. Maybe you should roll first, but I also don't mind hearing how you think it should work before you roll it, also.
I like to think that Princess Sprinkle's gonna get her little serious squinty face on. And it's gonna be almost, it's gonna look almost like an electrical, like mist, no, not electrical, sorry. Like a misty, like chain, like, oh God, I'm like brain farting right now on like what this visual looks like. Like a net, like a misty net that is going to like, almost like a, you know what a ground net, you know what I'm talking about? Man, I hate describing things. My brain does not work well to describe things. You know, like a net you would throw on something to trap it to the ground? You know what I mean?
Sure.
Oh, like a ground net.
A ground net. You know what I mean? So think of that, but it's misty and purpley, pinkish, and it looks like smoky but and misty, but it actually does work.
Okay, roll it.
No. It doesn't work. All right. I like to think it just kind of like dissipates before it can actually trap or imprison the mouse.
Okay. I was going to go cooler than that.
Period. Please do. Please do. Step right in.
What I was going to say is that she drops the misty net, but it's on the move and it like basically slips under it. And like the net kind of catches like its back, but it gets out from under the net in its pursuit of Dick.
Okay, well, that was a good try, Princess Beagle. This is our first time trying it. We're going to workshop it. We're going to do a couple practice. It's okay, but right now, we need to get out of here. Lipwork, where should we go? I feel like, how are we going to get out of here?
Yeah, I feel like our options are either jump in the water or run back down.
Okay.
So yeah, what do you do? Are you running down the down the docks?
Is that where has anyone else already started running towards the docks?
The other two are already kind of doing that.
Yep, yeah. same, for sure.
Sure. So you're gonna try and follow.
Yes.
I would like that we would catch up to the new partner and be like, man, crazy
night, huh?
Yeah, like you run and catch up to the partner, and then. This bolt of lightning jumps out from one of this creature's tentacles, and it hits the partner. And you see like his flesh melt away and basically leaves this charred skeleton that topples over.
Like Mars Attack style?
Yeah, kind of.
I knew the second that Austin didn't give me his name that this man was destined to die as fodder, and I hated it.
Wow.
Real quick, did his badge happen to fall out of his pants pocket while he was dying?
It's been destroyed beyond recognition. It's just a molten.
Oh, wait, hold on. In the ashes, there's a badge, and his name is...
Yeah, it's been melted down. Yeah.
His name is Dunkelt Bunstarter.
Well, that was traumatizing.
I mean, you're not out of it yet, but yeah. Lip, what do you do from here? Oh, actually, hold on. Yep. One thing.
Yeah, please.
One thing.
Please.
You see ahead of you on the street, there's a car parked. You see a pair of men inside.
That could be anybody.
It could be anybody, you're right.
Who else could show up at this time? There's so much.
We're fine. There's no Conkeldurr. There's nothing wrong in...
The back door of the car opens, and the weight of the car rocks towards you. You see this Conkeldurr.
Damn it.
Lip!
The guy in the window is like, grab him. He points at you. And the Conkeldurr sets his sights on you.
I pointed the sky monster in the air. Like, we've got to figure
it out. Yeah, yeah. The guy looks up and he's like, it'd be quick about it.
Gotta be home for dinner.
Okay.
All right. What do you do, Liv?
Paint me the picture. There is this car. It's parked.
Uh-huh.
If I run trying to get off the dock, I'm running basically to the Conkeldurr, right?
That's right, yeah.
I turn and I jump into the water.
Sure. Yeah, I just kind of imagine you like tuck buttons in.
Yep.
And you just jump
into
the water. Yep. Splash.
And then I begin to swim toward the houseboat.
Towards the houseboat. Yeah, so Vic has jumped into the water, he's swimming. Kenji, he like rolls over, he looks, he sees the charred skeleton of his companion. Mm. He is going to stumble to his feet and try to make chase, and he's gonna fire off a couple rounds in Vic's direction. He's like, Vic!
Kenjamin, fuck off. Fuck off, Kenjamin, for the love of Christ.
He's gonna fire two bullets with a penalty die. He misses with the first shot.
Mm-hmm.
And the second. But you can hear the bullets whiz by. Thum, thum.
Eyes completely stop. I just come up while he's on the ground slowly, execution style, unload my revolver now.
All right,
now he's
all right, you turn around.
That is a joke. That,
you turn around. Kidding. The Mabusif launches itself at you.
Oh, yeah, right.
No, I think the Mabusif is going to be fast enough, though, that it could actually catch you on foot. And so it's going to jump and attempt to wrestle you to the ground.
Oh, God.
So it's going to make a brawl check against you. Would you like to fight back or evade?
Yeah, I'll shoot the dog.
That's not how brawl works.
Well, I'm going to, not yet.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll fight the dog.
Okay.
I would like to think Karma has my back for it shitting in my bed is my dream right now. Oh, God damn it. Fucking... Wow, 40 is abundant. 44.
Okay,
I am
now.
40. Being 40 here today.
Okay, is that a regular success for you or hard?
What makes it hard?
No,
it's regular. I'm soft. It's a soft success.
It also passed, and tie goes to the attacker.
What?
It's gonna bite you to the tune of 3 damage as it sinks its teeth into you. And it's doing that, like, that the police dog, the neck jerk that they're taught to do.
Okay.
Vic.
Hmm?
What do you do?
So how many shots am I allowed to loose off on this dog?
I think you can fire 3 per round, but you're going to have a penalty die no matter what because it's in melee combat with you.
Austin, this is where you fucked up. See, I wasn't asking for me. I was asking for Lotad, who's not in melee range.
Hey!
Call ambulance, but not for Lotad. I'm going to try to have Lotad water gun the dude, and if that doesn't, God damn it. And then if that doesn't work, that's in a really bad spot to get that dice out from under my desk. But if that doesn't work, then I will start shooting him.
Okay.
So how do I do that with a Pokemon? How does the Pokemon thing work?
So you're trying to water gun, which is one of your abilities. So you're going to spend a number of D6s of magic points, which is going to translate into how much damage you do.
So one magic point equals 1D6.
No, it's 1D6. Okay, magic points equals 1D6 damage. Whatever number of magic points you roll is how much damage you will deal.
Okay, so how many dice do I roll?
As many as you want. But if you go over the magic points you have, it goes into your hit points.
Oh, okay. This makes sense. Okay, so I'm going to roll 2d6s then.
I've never used a magic point in my life.
I mean, you don't have to.
I was going to say, has Buttons done any, like, attack?
I roll 2d6s, which gets me a 6. Okay.
He's a good person.
Actually, then, that reminds me, by the way, Violet, did you spend a d6 on the imprison? I can't remember.
No, I sure didn't.
Just go ahead and do it now.
Okay. Should I spin it one if it's not going to? Okay.
Yeah. That's how spell casting works in Call of Cthulhu. You always pay up front, even if it doesn't work.
So again, I have 6 total off of 2d6. Roll 2 and a 4, and then what do I do with that?
You're gonna roll for water gun.
Okay, and I got to beat my water gun score, which yes. is 007. So yeah, I beat a 50.
Okay. Yeah. So you
2007s.
Yeah. Really.
Yeah.
So you hit the Mabastiff to the tune of 6 damage.
Hell yeah! Does that kill it?
No.
Oh my god.
Well, then this will. I'm gonna shoot my gun.
Oh my god. Okay.
Do I roll to? How does the gun roll work again? Sorry, it's.
You're gonna be shooting with a penalty die.
Okay. But do I roll for each shot?
Correct.
And I will shoot 3 then.
Okay.
So first shot, either a 58, and this is against my shooting ability?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, 58 or 88, so first one misses.
Okay.
Second one, I did 48 last time. No, it's 58, right? 48 yep. or 8. Ooh, that's a hit. And then 41, the 40s today are wild. 41 or 81. Okay, so one shoots, so I do a d6 of damage?
I think it's a d8 on your pistol.
D8, let's fucking go. It's a 5.
Okay.
Did I kill it?
No.
Damn it. And as I'm getting jerked around by this dog, I'm gonna be like, Violet, for the love of Christ, help!
Yeah, I think it lets out that dog whine when you shoot it. Mm-hmm. I don't think I could possibly make that noise, but you know what noise I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Violet, what do you do?
I'm not about to hit this dog, Vic.
You can imprison it or put it to sleep or something, for Christ's sake.
I would. Listen, Vic, I would, but... Princess Sprinkle's tired. I can't ask her to do anything else. I'm sorry.
Well, can you kick it? Just kick it in the ribs?
Okay.
I don't
know. All right. Princess Sprinkle, let's try one more time. Let's try to imprison this Mabastiff one more time. I know you can do it, girl. I'm going to spend some magic point.
Yep, just 1d6.
Okay, so it's 1. Okay. Oh, my God. No, 49, and she needed a 30.
That's unfortunate. I just kind of imagine that, like, in the tussle between the Mabastiff and Vic, it just doesn't land cleanly and it just kind of falls off.
Okay. It's okay, girl. Vic, I think we should run. And Vi's going to run towards the water where Lip is. And I don't know if she can jump too, like, if she's close enough.
Yeah, I mean, you can do that if you want to.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, I'm going to jump off where Lip is.
So, this thing floating above you guys, it comes down. And I imagine that Kenji has been lagging behind you guys. You know, he had to get up off the ground and he's been trying to shoot. And one of those things, tentacles, whip out. And the copper claws jab into Kenji's back. He kind of... I don't want to say T poses, but it's kind of but it's kind of like that. Like his limbs extend like kind of like he's been like paralyzed or something. Like his muscles are contracting, but not of his own volition. And he just lets out this this blood curdling scream, and you guys see this bright white light coming out of his eyes and mouth.
Dang.
Yeah, and so the next person up is Lip.
Me?
Yes.
Ooh.
You got all the way back around to you in the water. Now, it's really dark out. Not just below the water, but also above. All you really have is the lights and the dock above you. So my question is...
Lotad's there?
Lotad is up on the dock with you.
He said the dock's above.
Yes, yes, I understand.
I have a disorder.
You have a disorder, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I start swimming, you know?
Yeah, so my question is, like, are you swimming above the surface where you can be seen? Are you going underwater? What's your...
I go under, yeah. I dive in with the grace of an Olympic swimmer.
A diver's grace, but a swimmer's grace.
Yes. And then just full on underwater. And it's the sound of me propelling myself forward away from all of this shit. I like to think I look around and I see other aquatic Pokemon and they are swimming for their lives. They don't know what's happening, but they know something's wrong, much like animals before a natural disaster, an earthquake, a fire, a tornado. We're just trying to get away.
Yeah, I think that that's true. Like that rings true to my ears. I do imagine all these smaller fish Pokemon just scattering. And you've heard a splash somewhere else in the water. I don't know if you would know that that is a pilot.
But I don't even turn around. I'm just trying to get away.
That's fair. Okay, that's fair.
Nothing against anybody.
That's fine.
For all I know, it's the Conkeldurr.
I think it's been very well established. Lip is very much an in this for himself kind of dude.
What? Me?
What?
Never.
That's okay. It's that hard knock life he's lived.
He's exactly.
Jaded. Yeah. So I guess your turn is just you going under and just getting as much distance as you can between where you were.
Yes, I swim and then I dash and swim.
Certainly. Victor.
Yeah.
You're the only person that's up on the dock. You see...
I'm on top of my Lotad.
Oh my god.
Hey, if you could go get treatment for your disorder, I really appreciate it.
They gave me these medicines. I just threw them in the toilet. We're fine.
These medicines.
These medicines. These tasty, tasty medicines.
The tasty medicines that I don't take.
I just lick them to get the flavor profile.
Yeah, you see the Conkeldurr, and it jumps
into the water.
Air. Oh yeah.
Oh, into the. Oh.
It jumps over you into the water.
Oh.
Yeah, I think. And we're to Kenji and his Mabasif's turn. From last turn. Vic fired several rounds trying to kill the Mabastiff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shoot to kill.
Which is still trying to maul him.
Yes.
So the Mabastiff is going to it's going to fight you. Mm-hmm. Do you fight back or do you evade?
Fighting back. But what does fighting back use? Out of curiosity.
Brawl.
Roll. Okay, easy fucking money.
Roll it.
Give me a second. Oh, baby, we are off to a fire start today with my rolls. 60 fucking 9.
Nice.
Oh my god.
Is that a failure?
No, that's actually a win. I have a 75 brawl.
Okay. He got a hard success, so he beat you.
Oh, for fuck's sake. God damn it. You're okay. Can we rule of cool that 69 is an automatic success? Like, I feel like that should be an option.
Oh, I love that.
maybe not in this context.
You just want me to get mauled by a dog, Austin. It's fine. I'm 69ing the dog or whatever.
I'm just going to leave that where it is.
Cut that. Austin, cut that.
Austin, leave it in.
You take 4 damage as the Nebstiff sinks its teeth into you. Thrashing around.
Okay.
Kenji spends his turn, like his body goes limp, and he's just like dangling from the end of the tentacle here. Like the tentacle is like kind of out horizontal, and his body is just hanging. His head just dangles.
Ooh.
Kind of like a little like a puppet. All right, that brings us to. Actually, I should do the guys in the car.
No, you can leave them in there.
I think they're just gonna hang out for at least a little bit longer. We'll see about next turn. Victor.
Yes.
What do you do?
So I'm gonna shoot this dog straight to fucking death, brother.
Okay.
3 shots. Let's fucking go. So 39, and I re-roll the
tens place.
Okay, yeah. So 39 or 69, so the first one misses.
Oh my god.
Dude, the 69s are not helping me today. Usually I love those, but not today.
not today.
So 37 or...
Four.
Oh, 47, so there's one. 47 or... Double zeros is a... Seven.
Yeah.
Okay, so then that is 2 blasteronies I'm getting off. And that's a D8, a pop. 6 and 7. Let's go. 13 damage. I'm gutting this fucking idiot.
So Mavistiff is alive still.
No! This thing has so many bullets in it. Jesus Christ.
Golly.
Mavistiff's a machine, dude. Is he at least bleeding profusely close to death?
Like, I think the Mabasif, like, brought you to the ground and is, like, on top of you trying to, like, bite at you, and you're just firing rounds into its midsection. And so you have, you're basically being coated in Mabasif blood.
Love that.
I guess we'll go, or actually, a quick question for Alex. What is Doc doing?
He is bitten into Mabastiff's neck, killing it instantly.
Yeah?
Yes, wow. He's got teeth.
He has a bill.
Dude, wait, hold on. Can he have teeth? Do Lotads have
just like
teeth?
Human
hold on.
Teeth.
I don't
just like
think
Fury's
so.
Googling.
Straight square human teeth.
Yeah, it's just straight veneers style.
I don't think they learn any of the bite moves at all.
Veneers. Oh, God.
Hold on. It autocorrected to, do toads have teeth? Not what I'm asking, Google. There's no clear answer, so I'm going to say we're canonically going to call Game Freak after this, and Lotads have teeth. He's going to learn Crunch.
Crunch. I mean, like literally, if Lotad could learn Bite and Crunch, I might give it to you, but it literally doesn't.
Hold on. Let me check that. Can Lotad learn Bite? Show results with Bite.
Well, that sounds promising.
Moves learned by team. He cannot. He unfortunately cannot.
If you want to go for like flavor, like he's doing it, then I'm.
No, it's okay. I have a disorder. I was just fucking around.
Yeah.
Being said, let me check his stat sheet real quick because now I'm on fucking Google Pages. He does have. Ooh, he has a really bad brawl skill. I am going to choose 3d6.
Okay.
He's got the HP. We're fine.
Sure. So tell me what he's actually trying to do.
Oh, he's gonna water gun. He's gonna the second this fucking Mabastiff loosens its jaw off of me for a second, he's just gonna go right up and just start vomiting down its throat until it just explodes from the inside. that's the goal.
That's pretty dark.
Thank you.
Mabasif is a dark type.
He can learn Crunch.
He can. That's true. Okay, well, I guess roll me the magic points. How many are you spending?
Three d6. Okay, so here's the problem again. The listeners, you won't be able to see this. Here are my d6s. I have like one normal sized one, very nice, and then I have two that are this fucking big. So I was like trying to hold them all in my hand and they were falling out. It's been a whole thing. But 3, 3, and 6,
so 12.
Yes.
How many hit points does
22 left, apparently. He got hit at some point, it would seem.
Yeah.
Sorry, I choose how many I use, or I just use 12?
Use 12.
Sick. oopsies.
Wait, so are you using your HP?
I'm going to have to if this hits. Or wait, does the HP get drained regardless if I hit or not?
Yes, it does.
Oh, no. I did a grave miscalculation. Oh, wait. Oh, okay, sorry. Wait, no!
I'm so confused by what
I really went through it. I've missed.
The fucking roller coaster here, by the way.
Sorry, I rolled a 58, and I was like, wait, I don't think that hits. I looked over, I looked at the wrong thing that had a... And Mega Drain has a 60, and then I went, oh, and then I looked back over, and I said, and Fighting Range Water Gun has a 50, and I went, no!
How many luck points do you have?
I can use my luck points on him?
Yeah, you can use 8 luck points. I would love that.
I will, yes, gladly use 8 luck points for my boy. If he's going to be hurting himself...
You can use luck in combat. You can't push in combat.
Okay, so yeah, I will drain 8 luck points to start blast. So vomit down this Mabastiff's throat, exploding it instantly.
Okay, how many luck points did I leave you with?
35.
That is not
good. Oh my god!
Is that bad?
Yes. I don't know. I have 64.
Oh. That's why I encourage you to use your luck points, because I know you had the lowest luck total by far.
I have 85.
Oh, no! Wait, are you asking for the total or the max or like what I have left?
What you have left?
Yeah, 35.
That's what I have left.
Oh, no!
Yeah, that's what I have left.
I am really going through a roller coaster, guys. My medicines
you
were
got it.
I need them.
Where are they?
I need my med. I gotta go in the river. I'll be back.
Yeah, so...
Oh, I'm fucking up, guys. You guys are swimming and I'm just out here fighting for my fucking life.
Fair.
Welcome to Call of Cthulhu, I think.
Yeah.
Welcome to my friends abandoning me.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that water gun is going to be enough to take out the Mabastiff that's on you.
Yes.
Just...
It explodes.
I don't know about the explosion. I don't know about that. But
isn't there enough going on?
Yeah, just tell me what happens.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm actually just going to I'm going to knock it out, but I think the vomiting down its throat is going to give it GDV. So if Kenjamin doesn't fix this at some point, it will be a serious problem.
What is GDV?
It occurs when a dog's stomach fills with gas, food or fluid and subsequently twists. It's basically, it bloats. I'm bloating. It's like a bloat thing. So you bloat him and then it's his intestines get twisted and he can't really like, you know, do much about that. So he's going to require surgery.
Is he dead?
No, I'm not killing him. I'm just, I'm putting the ball in Kenjamin's court to see if he's a good owner or not.
I see.
Yes. Oh.
Do you think Kenjamin has the time right now? Didn't Kenjamin just get stabbed? Okay.
Well, we'll see how much Kenjamin loves his Pokemon, I guess we'll see. If Kenjamin loved his Pokemon, he would do something about it.
Wow.
So Kenjamin, ball's in your court, TikTok, fucker.
This
you don't make a fool of me. I give your dog a fatal disease, you fuck.
Okay. So you are non lethal.
I'm going dark today.
Water gunning.
I guess non immediate lethaling. Yeah.
Sure. You're trying to.
I'm maiming, if you will. Yeah.
Sure.
The looks on my co podcaster's faces are really.
I'm like, do you not see? Read the room, okay? We are in dire status right now. Now's not the time for all these shows and tricks, okay?
These tricks,
all these little bits, okay?
It's just, I think it's hilariously petty of you to do that.
No, it is. How dare he? How dare he try to make a fool of Vic Lane? You fuck. And I'm gonna high five Lotad so fucking hard as I proceed to cast Surf and ride away to the houseboat.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm trying to understand the spacing here, right? So like you're like on your back. You got Mabasif on top of you. It's biting at you.
Yeah.
And then Lotad scurries over, basically by your head. Basically, scurries, yeah. He'd have to be.
And he's then, such a cutie.
And then the Mabasif's mouth like opens to take another bite.
Yeah.
And he goes. Pew! And he just fires a jet of water
he snipes it down his throat like a fucking champ.
Yeah, and it knocks the Mabasif back off of you.
Yeah. And also gives it bloat.
And I don't even know about that. But but yeah, I think it lands limply on the docks.
As
between
it deserves.
Between you and Kinji.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Violet.
Yeah.
Hello. What are you doing?
Hello.
After that.
That was a lot. So Violet jumped in, kind of in a panic mode, saw Limp jump in, is like, I'm going with that guy. This seems like a lot happening on the docks and the beach here. So I think when she jumps in, she's definitely kind of trying to run away. She's feeling a little overwhelmed by the circumstance.
Sure. Now, it might be just that I need a refresher, but I vaguely remember during the Dorskapade, when you guys came out of the sewers, that you maybe couldn't swim.
Oh fuck! I did say that, didn't I? I sure did. You know what? So, Princess Sprinkle, I almost said Sparkle, oh god, Princess Sprinkle, I want to say that she jumped in with me, and I'm kind of like holding onto her like a life raft situation, you know what I'm saying?
She floats.
She kind of floats, mm-hmm. So I'm kind of holding onto her, and as I'm kind of getting away from the situation, I feel like Violet is starting to be like, no, like she can't just run away, you know, she needs to help, she needs to figure out something to do. So is there like anything looking around? I don't feel like I'm too far off from the docks because I'm just holding on to Sprinkle, but is there anything that like, I don't know, like what's the scene that I see before me?
Sure. You see dark water all around you. You don't see Lip at all. Up above you, there's the docks. There's like the gap between the water and the docks. It's maybe 5 feet. And that's where all the light sources are, where all the action is happening, up until the point where the Conquildur just whooshes into the water nearby you.
Now, can he float? This would be very funny if he just sunk straight to the fucking bottom of the ocean like an idiot.
I imagine a Conquildur swimming in a very like anime type of way. Like, it doesn't really work like this in real life, but like just the sheer like power of his limbs, he just whoosh.
I feel like, so I'm gonna Violet's gonna call out for Lip. You know, Lip, Lip. Nothing. Okay, great. And she's gonna see the Conquildur, and she is going to. Oh shit. And she's going to kind of try to maneuver in her backpack and get out her lead pipe. What is it? Rebar?
It's a rebar.
That's been in your backpack pipe. The whole time?
I just like to think it's been carrying my backpack. And she's going to, is there like a ready action of sorts? Is there like something I can do to like prepare myself?
Yeah, that's fine.
And so like kind of holding on to Princess Sprinkle,
you can say, I want to do this in the event that this happens.
Yes. So I want to be able to, I don't know, block. Get ready to block if the Conquildur comes near me.
Sure. So how are you holding it? What does that look like?
I like to think I'm like kind of still holding on to Princess Sprinkle, but then like kind of readying that rebar in front of me in a, like a defensive maneuver. Stance.
Gotcha. I don't think Muna's having a great time.
Okay, great.
Like I think, yeah, because her snout is pointed down.
Oh no!
Into the water.
She can't flap it up.
What?
Can't what?
Oh yeah, you're right. You're right. I'm looking at it now. Oh, you know what? That's fair. Great. Well.
Yeah. I don't know. Sorry, like. Girl.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah, I kind of imagine her like, kind of like struggling and trying to like pull at you with her little legs.
Great. I'm hurting my Pokemon. Well.
Yeah, mine's just a killer. Yours is like, what are you doing?
I'm also, well, she just gonna have to deal. We're all uncomfortable right now, so she gonna have to just help me.
We're all uncomfortable right now. Okay, it's fine. It's fine.
Drowning your Pokemon.
So we reached the end of the turn, and the start of the next turn is the fastest, you know, the highest dexterity being in this combat, which is. The floating crystalline ball of tentacles.
Makes sense.
And the first thing that happens is it unplugs from Kenji's back. And Kenji just falls over limply onto the dock.
What a loser.
So, this creature, you guys just hear this kind of crackling sound. And all of these arcs of lightning shoot out from the ends of its tentacles down to the earth below, as it were. Maybe hilariously, I don't know. But I hadn't really planned on this. And then Emily mentioned bringing out the rebar.
Oh, God.
She lightning rods?
she lightning rods at least part of it.
In the water?
Yeah.
Lip is dead.
You're just swimming out. Just might me float up to the top. Bobbing.
Actually, there's this tentacle with a fucking vengeance coming right at her. Yeah. Just gets fucking zapped.
Damn, I didn't think about that.
So Victor is struck. The car containing the two mafiosos struck. The metal rebar that Violet is holding. Struck. Yeah, and so I think everybody in the water feels the electricity surge through them. I think Lip underwater sees like cartoon style maybe the skeleton of this Conkeldurr. Swimming in pursuit of you, and it like lights up, like you can see the skeleton as it gets electrocuted.
Yes.
Like all of the fish around die and they float up to the surface.
Jesus.
Yeah, and so I think it'll render you all unconscious.
Nope.
Vic,
yes.
You're fading, and you see Kenji's body slowly stand up.
God damn it! God fucking damn it! Ugh, I hate him.
And he starts to slowly plod over towards you, and you can see these like cracks in his skin, where lightning has like burned through veins. And so I kind of imagine Vic like fading in and out of consciousness in like the cutscene kind of way, where like you see the eyes close and then open, and then time has passed, and you can see that Kenji has you by your collar and is dragging you away.
This fucking guy.
One of the other things that Vic sees as he is fading in and out of consciousness is the floating crystalline tentacle creature. It kind of does this this like arcing, swooping dive into the ocean, and then it's gone. awaken to the sound of waves gently crashing on the beach. You can hear wingulls overhead. You retch up salt water, and your nerves are burning from this lightning that you were struck by. You get up and take a look around, and you see Buttons laying on the beach. His body is just a limp rag. Violet, you can faintly hear the sound of a small motor, and you are jostled awake. Your eyes snap open, and you are tangled in netting. You look around trying to get your bearings. You can see these two men standing over you, trying to wake you. They both appear to be fishermen, and you seem to be the catch of the day.